Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Rule the World by Ruga. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Rule the World by Ruga was released on September 1st, 2023 under Jonesing World Entertainment Limited with exclusive license to Promised Land Records Limited. It has 17 tracks, which represents 56 minutes and 48 seconds of runtime. There are 5 collaborations and multiple producer placements. Ruga's been on my radar for a little while now, and there are a few songs that my daughter really likes from Ruga, interestingly. So that's how I really got to listen to more of his music over the last few months. I wanted to review his EP, The Second Wave, I think the deluxe edition, but I don't know what happened. I don't even know why I didn't get to do it. But here we are with his debut album, Rule the World. And this guy has had an interesting rise in the music industry up to this point, with the first song I heard from him probably like around 2021, and then he just had this meteoric rise since then. It's just been crazy, but I mean, considering his talent, it does make sense. It's good that he's given us a 17 track debut album, which allows us to really judge him based on the music. He got some powerful collaborations on there, which is Stefflon Don, Saudi Soul, seasoned artist, Govana from Jamaica, Jugglers from Germany, and Projects from Jamaica. So come on, I actually think the Jamaican collaborations are more telling, because I think Ruga has a dancehall base in or foundation in his music, though he doesn't really show it, because he has a really good voice, y'all. And that's one of the things that I wanted to just highlight after listening to Rule the World. This dude's got a very good voice, and he uses it to his advantage all the way. Another thing that I noted while listening to this is, yo, dude is a hit maker, absolute hit maker. When you consider some of the songs that were released prior to the album dropping, Asuaju, Christy, Red Flags, Jonesing Boy, come on, man, are you serious? Dude, Asuaju is like one of the biggest songs you will ever hear from the African continent, without a doubt, and Ruga did that. On this album, there are other songs which I think they're going to be fire. I really loved the song Addiction with Stefflon Don, but maybe I love it so much because, well, Stefflon Don, damn. But anyway, I'm going to leave it right there. Besides that, there's just too many songs that are fire. Honestly speaking, way too many songs that are fire. I really loved the dancehall spin on the songs with like Govana, and also the one with Projects, because they still got a vibe. Another thing that was a standout for me when listening to Ruga's debut album was, this guy's got a work ethic. He's been dropping songs. He's got like 3 EPs under his belt, although of the 3 EPs, The Second Wave Deluxe is obviously like an extension of the Second Wave EP, but still, for somebody that started in 2021, guys, you must be kidding me. This guy's got a serious work ethic, and that's one of the things that keeps on pushing him further and further away from other artists his age and making him more of a mainstay artist than up and coming, if anything. But then for somebody who's had like a hit song with over 63 million streams on Spotify, I don't know if we can say up and coming anymore. This guy is here. If you do want to support the podcast, by the way, head over to redsau.com, redsau.com, and you can purchase the I Love African Music t-shirts, or I Love Nigerian Music t-shirts, or I Love whatever country I'm from music t-shirts. redsau.com. Now, continuing with some thoughts on Ruga's debut album, Rule the World, I think he's a multi-style artist with that Afro dancehall inclination, then smooth Afro beats as well. He's there, you know. The first song on this album is actually a fire drill thing. Interestingly, I reviewed Pato Ranking's album, and you know what? He started his album. The first song on his album is also a drill number. What's happening in Nigeria there, guys? There's something there. There's something there. But anyway, we can talk about that another time. But it was cool to really see him, to hear Ruga flex his style on a different type of beat to show everybody, like, he's got it. He knows how to write that beat. And it's a lovely song. Finally, what I would say about Rule the World is, maybe more about Ruga than Rule the World is, lyrically, he's really good, and he can also be hilariously crude, which doesn't surprise me. He's like 23, 24, so it makes sense that some of his lyrics can, you know, touch on the other side a little bit, but I still find it quite entertaining. I think his pen game is probably underrated for the most part, because yo, that dude can write, and you really feel it through the music. But I respect it. I really do respect it. I think he shows that he has what it takes to operate at the very highest level. I really did enjoy listening to Rule the World, and for a debut album, man, this guy, man, he's so good. I mean, consider this. This is a debut album without some of his biggest hits, including Dior, Girlfriend, Snapchat. They're not even on this album, but still, think about it. It's a bang of an album. I think it's going to give birth to another mammoth song. I don't know which one it's going to be, but there's nothing that can stop Ruga, honestly, except himself. He's going right up there. How do I rate this album? For me, it's a 7.6 out of 10, thereabouts. I loved pretty much most of it. There were some songs I was like, yeah, okay, I can skip those, but that was just personal preference. Production quality was there. The singing was there. This guy is good, man. And this guy is going places. Cannot be stopped. Well done, Ruga. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Day.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.